little pieces of lead causing really high test results in Flint. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. It's been almost 4 months since Flint went back to buying water from Detroit's system. And here's the good news. Since January, more than 90% of water tests have come back below the federal action level for lead. But there are still some insanely high lead levels in some homes. Take a look at a map of where those are, and there's just no pattern.
So it becomes almost a Russian roulette type thing.
That's Mark Edwards, the Virginia Tech researcher who's now working with the state to help resolve Flint's water crisis.
You might have samples that you collected from your house that were zero. And you would be wrong to think you're protected from lead in water because you previously tested at zero, because until corrosion control is effective, there's a chance a piece of this lead will fall into your water.
So what's going on here? Remember, the protective coating inside of pipes has been eaten away throughout the city because the water wasn't treated properly. What that means is that little pieces of lead are flaking off pipes throughout the system. And if one of those pieces makes its way to your house, you could wind up with a situation like Lila Lovelace. Lindsay Smith stopped by to see her because a water sample from her house came back really high.
A couple of weeks ago, Lovelace was picking up a case of bottled water at one of the fire stations in Flint. They had free water tests, too, so she picked one up. And it's a good thing she did. Her water test came back with more than 6,000 parts per billion of lead.
Yeah, told me don't bathe in it, which I wouldn't anyway.
Any lead level above 5,000 parts per billion, the U.S. EPA considers hazardous waste. Luckily, Lovelace hasn't been drinking the water. She takes a shower at one of her daughter's houses twice a week.
And here I get the bottled water and put it in the bucket and wash up here.
Lots of people in Flint have been testing their water recently. Lovelace's lead test is one of the worst to come back so far this year. So a team of people from the EPA paid her a visit yesterday to test her water.
Hello. How's everybody?
Good, how are you?
Miss Lovelace?
Two women from the EPA lug a large blue cooler into Lovelace's kitchen. They're here to take a bunch of samples to give them a better idea of where the lead is coming from. In the meantime, Megan Hemkin, who's with the EPA, shows Lovelace how to clean out the aerators on her faucets. This is where these lead flakes can get caught.
And so what we're asking residents to do is to take off their filters or the aerators on their faucets about once a week and just to get all of this stuff out.
Okay, take this part off.
Yep, so take this part off like this. Okay.
This issue with lead flakes is something Mark Durno talked about with me. He's the on-scene coordinator with the EPA in Flint. He says they think these little particles are what's causing these high lead levels in some homes. And he says it can happen anywhere at any time.
One of the things that we're strongly advising of homeowners is anything that can trap particles, flush it routinely, especially during this emergency phase.
So that means cleaning those aerators. And if you have a whole house filter, taking that out and cleaning it off. And he says people should run their water first thing in the morning for 5 to 10 minutes.
The good news is the EPA and other experts say the water filters do work to remove lead, even at these higher levels. You've got to make sure the filter is NSF certified. But out of an abundance of caution, the EPA is still saying for pregnant women and kids under 6, it's safest to drink bottled water right now.
Thanks, Lindsay.
No problem.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.